This is episode 612 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. This is a show, I really get into the first of the obnoxious interview questions that I promised to talk about during the year. And this one is, I think, one of the most obnoxious ones that people can ask. So why should we hire you? I hope you find my answer helpful to you. Later on, I'm going to do one, not right away, but later on in the year, I'm going to do one that deals with answering this question on a second interview. This is the first interview question version of it. Again, hope you find it helpful, and I hope you give the show 5 stars in iTunes and Stitcher, and that you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, let's get going, huh? Today I'm going to talk with you about that tough interview question. So, why should I hire you? Now, this is actually the core question that every interviewer or employer is asking themselves as they're trying to make a decision between their different choices. And even if they don't ask you this outwardly, I'm going to give you a tactic for introducing it to the interview at the very end. So here's how to basically answer that question. So why should I hire you? Well, from what you've told me about the position, you're looking for someone with such and such type of background. This is what I've done along those lines. And you kind of review your experience for them that fits that description. And then you continue by saying, and the other thing that I bring to to this job is the motivation and drive to succeed within your organization. Now, if you're in sales, you can add in how you've, as a salesperson, stepped into a dying function and helped turn it around. If you managed a sales function, you could talk about how you helped an organization achieve numbers that had never been achieved before within their organization. You can do stuff along those lines. If you're in operations-oriented positions, you can talk about how you stabilized an organization and helped them make money or save money from the role that you were in, and quantify it in terms of numbers. How much did you help them make? How much did you help them save in your role? Think in that way. So that's how to answer it in the direct question. Often, it's not a question that's asked, but at the end of the interview, you might be asked, so is there anything else? Or if they haven't asked that question and they're about to wrap up, you can say, would you mind if I just covered one more thing with you? And they'll say, sure. And you'll have an answer prepared for them in 2 minutes. So the question that you're asking yourself is, I'm sure, is, so why should I hire you? What's going to be different about you than the other people that they're meeting with, who I'm sure are quite qualified? And you, again, review your background that fits them, fits the job as they've described it to you, and then continue by saying, and I'm motivated. And you talk about your motivation, how it's played itself out in previous organizations, and how you've helped that organization in the past make money or save money, and how much, and talk about how you want to do it for this firm. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? The stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, this show comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.